It's all about turning buttons.
And sliding dials.
Right? Ding, 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 ding. It's Full Spectrum Cycling, show 46 here, folks. We got JK back in his usual spot there.
Hi, everybody.
Splitting Tony and JK is Shannon today.
Hola,
separating us. Send us door corners.
In this corner.
The border.
Right?
Snuff boxing time.
Shannon made the trip up from McHenry down there, Illinois way.
Illinois.
Come buy some parts.
Do you have any Wisconsin jokes as being an Illinois guy?
No. Oh. I hang out mostly here. I got jokes about my state. I mean, my state is a joke.
Right on. Yeah, I don't know. Tell us an Illinois joke. What's a good one? Clean. No, it doesn't really matter, though.
No, it doesn't have to be clean.
I just thought one of Shannon's daughters might listen to the show.
Running a fever over there?
They don't. I can show you my paycheck. I can show you the taxes. That's a joke. Mm-hmm.
Why do trees in Wisconsin bend south? Because Illinois sucks.
Oh, my.
Jesus.
Oh my. We're not even going to get into Bears jokes, right?
No, I'm not a football fan, so I'm good there.
There you go.
Hand egg.
Holy cracky. How about that 50-degree Sunday?
Oh, man.
51.
It was a record here. Yeah. I don't know if you got record where you were. But
and according to Meteorological Winter, which starts December 1st, we have yet to have a day below 20 degrees.
Wow.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
From December 1st until February, whatever it is today, we've not had a 19 degree or colder day.
That is crazy.
That is
colder,
nuts.
No trucks.
We were riding the slip and ride down at Silver Lake, and it turned to mashed potatoes real quick.
Wow.
Yeah, that's better than the ice.
Yeah, so Saturday Saturday was nice.
Saturday was fine, but towards the end, by second lap, it was just gone.
Did you get out there kind of to set it up the day before?
Yeah, they set it up.
Yeah.
They had it all groomed.
Nice.
Yeah, I had to take a trip out to Madison to deliver a Sendero Chumba frame to JP. And he happened to be running an event at Norsk Golf Club or something in Mount Horeb.
Not to mention Grumpy Troll.
Yeah, Grumpy Troll is there.
Oh, so yeah. Good. Oh, and there's so like a, good. Right across the street from there, there's a hole in the wall.
Yep.
Bar, diner, awesomeness. I can't remember the name of
it. We should go there more often because that's some nice riding out there.
Yep. Well, if they would keep this course that they had for that race going, which I don't think they can. I think it was a one-time thing, but it was like a 2.5-mile course on this golf course, fairly open golf course, but kind of hilly, and it was really, really nice.
Nice.
They'd been grooming it with snowmobiles, and then they ran a snow dog over it, I think the morning of the event, maybe. But it was actually some of the best packed trails I've ridden in a while, and I bet the next day you had the slip and slide. So I would imagine it went away pretty quickly in that.
Now, is that close to the Blackhawk Trails? That's where
it is on the west side of it's west of Madison in Mount Horeb, which is like 15 miles west of Madison. Blackhawk, I think, is more northwest from where you take 151 to get to Mount Horrible.
Yeah, I asked, that's where the next huge ass is this Saturday, and I asked JP if he was going to be there. He said the trails are awesome, but I think him and Spinner.
Oh, right at Blackhawk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a ski hill that has trails too, and normally I think you have to have a pass to ride there. But for somehow they're getting a deal where if you enter the race, you get a pass for the rest of the year.
Rest of the year, yep.
So, yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah, I was asking JP if he was going to be hanging out there, but I guess him and Spinner are heading up north.
Are you doing the race?
Yep.
Right.
Does JP actually ever work? Because every freaking day he's posting a photo riding somewhere.
I'm jealous, too. I don't know.
I know. It's like, come on, man. Oh, it was icy today, and I had a beer.
Either that or he doesn't sleep.
Yeah, maybe that. Maybe that's
it. Well, he was talking about the reason he got the Sendero is his buddy down in Iowa, and he are planning on doing the Tour Divide. And it's like,
oh, that's a great bike.
He's like 28 days, 110 miles a day. I'm like, oh, well, then we might extend that, though, if it's taking a little longer. So, you know, plenty of time to go out there and ride the Great Divide.
That's going to be awesome, though. We got somebody to track and watch.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he's. I don't know that they're doing the race. I think they're just riding the trail, but I'm not positive.
Oh.
I think, you know, you can ride that trail just as a trail. So
Yeah, right? You can.
Yeah. Probably do it in like 3 years worth of chunks. If I go do it, I'll do it.
The northern chunk
and the middle chunk.
A couple years ago, the one picture I saw was a dude leaning on his bike, and you're kind of like, what's he doing? And then you see the bear in the distance. It's like, oh, yeah, I wouldn't be riding either. It's like he's waiting for the bear to leave. I'm like, wow, I don't want to ride bikes where I get to a situation where I could get killed by a bear.
Well, that's when you're riding one of those Onyx hubs is super silent.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you can just roll right past him without him even hearing
I'm not worried about the noise and the fact that he's going to smell my tastiness.
Yeah, and they can run pretty
good.
I got a little nervous. There were a couple of coyotes on the oak leaf rolling north by a Thirsty Fox, and it was like, okay, you can just go away now. Yeah. Come on, aren't you? No, this is your turf, brother. Oh, yeah. Okay. Go, just walk across, please.
Yeah, we have city coyotes now.
We have a lot of city coyotes.
They're well fed. Like,
you could see coyotes right down the road there on the river, no problem.
Nice. Yeah, that's great. They were here first.
Milwaukee lion. Deer. Too. That one.
The lion, yeah.
That one cracked me up.
Deer are everywhere along that trail, along the river. Oh, my God, there's deer all the time.
They had a great stuffed animal over on north by the river. Stuck in the tree of a lion.
Oh, nice.
So, like, you can always, like, go, yeah, there's a Milwaukee lion, brother.
Yeah. So, one of the things I thought interesting about JP's and his buddy is Vaughn. They're doing it single speed also. So, I was thinking what I would ride on the trail, besides I have the Chumba Stella tie, which I probably would use, but Stella. I took that old Tatanka out with the roll-off on it. Yeah, I thought how nice the roll-off would be on the trail, because exactly. I could use all the gears I can get.
Yeah.
That's nuts, man. The elevation's got to be crazy out there.
Yeah, it is. It's...
Yeah, I haven't, you know, ridden the route, so I don't... But yeah, it gets over 10,000 feet in some spots, I believe.
Yikes.
Us flatlanders, man.
Yeah, you're sucking a lot of wind. Having lived out there for a little while and... Watching people try to acclimate without spending a couple of days in like Denver.
Right.
They get up to the mountains and they're suddenly throwing up and stuff. It's like, well, have you had any water? Well, no.
Yeah, but
I had a lot of beer.
Between Denver and Boulder, beers are better. Like, what am I doing to myself? And I'm not doing anything.
I lived at 9,500 feet. And you sleep like a baby when you're not taking in that much oxygen. After about a week, you were used to it. But it was like, wow, you are. Like literally 9,000 feet. You know, it's 50 degrees out and it feels like the middle of summer in Wisconsin.
It is gorgeous, though.
Yeah, it is.
Then the sun goes to bed, the snow comes out, and it's like about 24 degrees.
Right
after the happy hour. It's like, what happened? Wait a minute.
6 o'clock and the temperature's dropped 45 degrees.
Exactly.
So, Shannon, tell us a little bit about your fat bike adventures this winter. What have you done? Have you done all the huge ass races?
So far, I've done all the huge ass races.
Nice.
In fact, I plan on doing Black Hawk, which is the fifth race, and then Nicosia's after that, and I'll be there for that. That's the finale.
Right on.
It's also the same date as Sweaty Yeti, so.
Lots of competing events. There's go over them a little later, but in Wisconsin, you've got four or five every weekend to pick from, for sure.
And 2 years ago, it was like...
Nothing,
yeah.
Right. You just had to go find your own adventure back in those days.
What's happening to Alpine Sunday? I know we're going to go over this later. I'm going to bring it up now.
That's, well, Shannon probably knows as much or more about that than I do.
The downhill?
Yeah, Smaji and Jameson are putting on like a downhill type fat bike enduro or what do you call it?
Yeah, I ran across that today.
Yeah, it's definitely using one of the more snowboardy runs where they have features and stuff. I saw Smaji do a little video of monkeying around on a few of the features, but
yeah, I didn't realize he was attached to it.
Yeah, he put a video out last year. I think the two of them did, and so
yeah, there'll be some way to get your bike and yourself to the top without pedaling. And I think they're doing three runs, and the best two of your three is the current format for your times.
And hopefully, this will take off. I mean, Uncle G and Tony Grande and Dustin all went up to a downhill, last week or 2 weeks
ago? Yeah, up in Duluth area or somewhere way north of here.
So now Alpine does it, maybe to catch on.
I think Rib did it last year, right? Rib Mountain did one last year. I don't know if that's coming up again. We have to look into that.
Little Switz should do one. I mean,
I think Little Switz has done one.
Yeah.
I got to see if we have one at Rib Mountain this year.
Open your heels. We'll bring the money.
Right?
Yeah, well, kidding, huh?
So I don't know. I got to figure out what Little Switzerland's around here is. In the summer, they still do it, but I think it might be once a month that they do it. Not positive. Or it might be once a week. I don't know. But they do lift serve it all year long for bikes.
And then what do they do at the Rock in Franklin? Is that snowboards only? Or
you know what? That place has kind of gone up and down over what they do over there. I can never quite figure it out. So I don't think they allow bikes on it now. I mean, they used to have the whole the whole hill had great trails on it, but then it kind of closed for a while. And
yeah, there used to be wars races there. And in fact, when Hugh Jazz first started, they had a couple races there.
Well, now Wheel and Sprocket has a location right there in that building.
Right.
So
by the old BMX track.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense to have a bike stuff going on, right?
Considering.
Yeah. Boy, that was a heck of a BMX track there, too. That was like a awesome. World-class track. That's a good bust-your-ass-up track.
Speaking of BMX, shout out to Sam yesterday who came in and checked out the large Wyatt.
Oh, is that where the bike. Is that where the Pabst in the sink came from?
Well, in the celebration, that I got a real. Well, Sean came in to pay his bill. I'm like, oh, you want a Pabst? He's like, yeah. And then Sam walked in right after him. Like, you want a beer? And he's like, no, I'm okay. And then he saw a Pabst. He's like, wait, are they PBRs? Like, I'll get you one. So we were celebrating that I'm gainfully employed again.
Ah, yeah, Tony, but not just the bike shop. Stalwart anymore.
Oh, did you come back to the? Mm-hmm. Oh no,
he's one of those it guys again.
Do I have to? I have to fish out the Fatburger parking only.
No. I'm not coming back to UWM, dude.
Oh, okay.
No there fucking way.
Oh god, no I was gonna say. You're being very.
No. I state employee.
Not that part.
State employee was very good to me, but UWM's a. Since we're not rated here, UWM's a clusterfuck from the word go. I'm not, you know, I'm not dealing with that IT ever again. Oh my God. Closest. Nah, we're not. Never mind. Next subject. I'll go on forever.
Indeed.
Top.
Well, we'll go to the next subject then.
Yeah.
Ooh. Top of the hill. Shannon brought in the Deschutes.
Oh, thank you, Shannon.
Mirapon Pale Ale.
A fantastic pale ale.
This is some leftover spoils from the Slip and Ride. Deschutes. Sponsored that or help sponsor that.
Nice. That's a good sponsor. Job with
bike stuff, they, for sure.
And they do a good job with beer stuff too.
For sure.
Out of the Bend, Oregon there. 5% alcohoozy and 40 IBUs. And then it's
a tasty beverage.
It is. It's amazing how many beers that taste, you know, that are a similar style can taste, you know, quite different. But this is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some kind of animal with a claw on the front of it. Yeah. Good artwork from Deschutes.
Yeah. I've never had a bad Deschutes. That's, you know, there's certain companies that can be hit or miss, but Deschutes is always on.
So this event at Silver Lake, what was that format?
It was a relay. Well, they did have solo men and solo females, but that wasn't decided till towards the end. It's held by Canva and raising money for the trails there because now they got groomers and everything. They're trying to build up the trail system at Silver Lake and Petrified Springs.
Cool. Oh, I like Petrified Springs. It's nice and easy.
So, Perry Gonzalez, I think you guys all know him. He's a race director. So I did a relay with Uncle G, Uncle Gomez, and Tony Grande.
Nice.
Three-man relay. We did not
pull strong team.
Yeah, there were stronger teams.
Yeah.
Well, heck, Gomez is getting pretty powerful these days.
Yeah.
He actually brought in our last lap with like maybe 10 seconds left.
Nice.
We're all like just yelling at him, you know, put the power down. And he came strolling with just a couple clicks left of the clock, but it was a fun day. Fun day. Mary Beth from 75th Inn had brought in all the food. There were burritos there, so free burritos, and then there was a chili cook-off and Deschutes with the beer and some Gatorade water. So all to support Canva and the Silver Lake Trails, and it was a great time.
So all these places started grooming this year, and we just got to get them some snow now.
Yeah, tonight 1 inch.
Yep, better than a sharp stick in the eye. You just can keep.
I mean,
keep piling it up again.
Fucking inch. I'm sorry. I want 1 foot.
And let it freeze.
And let it, you know,
let it freeze. Let
it stick around for more than 4 days.
God, I'm just hoping in 4 weeks from now. They have it up in Cable, so.
Well, you should be okay up in Cable.
I don't think it's been getting that warm up there.
Yeah.
3 years ago, it was an ice storm right before Berkey.
Ooh.
Last 2 years was great.
Are you going to do the Berkey?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Always a good time.
Where do you stay when you're up there in Hayward, Cableville?
usually the Telemark. This year we're staying in a cabin. There's about 10 of us that are all just hanging out in a cabin.
Yeah, there's some great places to stay up there. I know right behind the sawmill, there's a really cool place. And I didn't know Telemark was available again.
Yeah, no, the condos, the Telemark.
Oh,
condos.
Right. Oh, the condos, yeah, not the main lodges. No, still.
Not that hotel.
That's still gone, right?
You know, that kind of reminds me of the Overlook Hotel in a way.
The same thing every time I drive by it, like whether it's Chickwamagon or Berkey, it's just like, wow.
Yeah, there's been, you know, I think even at a Chickwamagon event later on that part of the hotel was even closed and you're kind of wandering around in there and you're like, this is kind of creepy.
So I'm sure we'll hit the sawmill. There's a couple of local places we always hit.
I think one of the Kohler family people bought that whole property. I don't know if they still have it, but that was like, well, we just need a private 900 acres or something, so we'll just buy this land.
So now you can afford it.
But the golf course is still open. The airport's still open. But, yeah, the ski hill, yeah. Nothing.
I've had some great times in those condos, boy. That's a lot of fun in there.
Yeah, well, we usually make one person in the cabin have a heavy birthday.
Oh.
It's their birthday. So wherever we go, it's their birthday.
Nice. Good call.
What do they do at Phipps for your birthday?
We haven't actually been there yet. We've missed that one. But
you can't miss Phipps. Got to walk in there with George.
George.
Hi, George. Oh. Not going to throw you under the bus, George. Don't worry about it. Yeah, there was some naked crits back in the old days up there late at night about 2 a.m. Not at Phipps, but right in the bowl, right at the condos. Yeah. Boy, those were some fun days. Back when Ralph was still around before his airplane accident. I don't want to
see any of you naked, just for the record. Just, you know, there's good naked, there's bad naked, and you're all bad naked.
That's why it's done at 2 a.m. Yeah. So it's not.
So you can't see each other?
Right. You don't get sunburn on your pee-pee neither.
That sounds terrible.
You know what he wants? No sunburn down there.
No.
That ain't right at all. So, I don't know. What the heck else is going on? There was a Super Bowl this weekend. Did anybody watch any ads?
No, but
that's the only good reason to... Well, although...
I did watch the Jeep ad later because, I mean, Bill Murray.
I didn't catch it during the Super Bowl. I'm not sure why. I watched the majority of it. I was rooting for the Chiefs, of course.
I didn't watch any.
In the Midwest case.
Yeah.
I was rooting for...
Hand egg.
I was rooting for numbers.
Oh, yeah. How did you do in the pool?
Nothing. Oh. Not even a sniff.
All right. So this.
I'm like scheming. I'm like, okay, if they kick a field goal, kick it off. Okay, they hold them, three and out, get the ball back, move it down, and then kick another field goal.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yeah, we're good.
Going back to that Jeep ad.
Yeah.
Bike Haven hooked up that bike with all the racks and everything. Josh, the owner there, they hooked up the bike.
That Jeep electric bike?
Nice. That electric bike, yeah. It didn't say Jeep on the bike, but I guess Jeep's going to go ahead and bring one out.
That was the one that was in the commercial?
Yeah.
It's funny because...
With Bill Murray's butt upon it?
Yep.
And TV Lenny like promoted it this week, and I'm like... I watched the video because TV Lenny... I'm like, wait a minute. This is a... Like, how many seconds is that electric Jeep bike in there?
Oh, like three.
Right? Yeah, don't blink your
eyes. I don't even think it's three. It's like... I was really excited to hopefully see somebody riding an electric fat bike.
Kyle, the shop manager down there, he got to meet he met Bill Murray one of the days before that because they were doing all the filming down there.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Pretty cool.
Should get Bill Murray on the line and talk to him about fat bikes.
He's a
Did anybody meet the gopher? Because he was in the commercial with a helmet on.
Yeah.
No, did safety he even first. Did he see a shadow or not? I don't even know that. Like,
yeah, he did this year.
Yeah, so yeah, early so spring, apparently.
Supposedly early spring.
Which actually started in November, so.
Yeah.
So it takes 3 seconds of a fat bike on a Super Bowl commercial to be probably the most exposure any fat bike's ever had in the history of fat biking.
And an e-bike at that.
Right, and an e-bike at that. And it's just gotten tons of press. I mean, without even trying, I probably found a dozen articles on there being a fat bike in that ad.
And I mean, it wasn't like even celebrated as e-bike. I mean, if you looked, it's like, oh yeah, you can tell it is. But
bike people.
To a layman, it would be.
Yeah, they wouldn't know.
So did the guys down in Woodstock deal with Quiet Cat normally?
No.
Okay.
No, first time they had seen it. But
so apparently
they put the racks on it and
got
it all set up for them.
It's a Colorado company called Quiet Cat that's doing the bike, I guess. They do the other ones too, but this one seems to be more integrated with the down tube battery stuffed in the frame.
You mean
stealth-like,
like The baby maker?
Wait, what? Oh, for crying out loud. Can we,
somebody had to bring
how
that
many,
up.
How many baby makers? Right.
Fourth you know, show that I keep bringing up the motherfucking baby
maker.
This is
show 46 and show 4 of the Baby Maker Chronicles.
Well, and the funny thing is I commented about the new French, which they're advertising as a sexy single-speed e-bike. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, it's a baby maker. And I commented on their post because that's stupid, because they called it sexy. And it's apparently like super high tech. I encourage you to go look at the it's and he even commented, he's like, yes, it does look similar to the baby maker. But I'm like, oh, here comes the butt. Baby maker butt.
You gotta have the baby maker butt.
I'm wondering how much of CABDA will be dedicated to e-bikes. I know you guys are going on Thursday.
Yeah, we'll have a report 2 weeks from now, then a couple weeks down the road. We'll see if we can do a couple live on the floor interviews.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're really.
I'm kind of excited to see what they. I mean, love them or hate them, e-bikes are here to stay.
Yep.
And I think there's opportunities. Sorry, JK, to make some serious.
Oh, he's not making as much noise as last week about it.
Yeah.
So as a fatbike.com guy, it was always easy to go to trade shows because you have a goal of finding fat bike stuff. And while there's other cool stuff, I mean, the time is so short. If you're trying to get stories, you're kind of focused on, oh, there's some new tires or there's a new bike from these guys or whatever. And those Amy heated grips that I never got, which I don't think they make anymore. Mm-hmm. But going to CABDA, we're going to be there for, 6 hours? And it's like, what do we focus on? Because e-bikes are going to be a huge part of it for sure. But I think we'll just kind of have to take it as it comes.
Walk every aisle.
Yep. Yeah.
I think I spent a good 30 minutes just like awing over Axis last year because they had the demo bikes with all that and the electronic dropper. And
oh, really?
Oh, that sounds so cool.
Badass.
So you go with the which shop do you go with?
Bike Haven.
Gotcha. Right on.
Sounds exciting. I'm really stoked for that, by the way. I postponed my start date at the new job so I could go. Just for that.
Good call.
I'm like,
so you have
like,
an official.
Can you start this date? I'm like, no.
You have an official start date then?
Yes, 24th.
Right on. So in all these Jeep articles, they brought up the fact that, trails and e-bikes haven't been quite getting along yet. And I mean, you guys know who Mike Kiriak is, right? Lace Mine 29, he's a wheel builder in Colorado. He's super, he writes a lot, pretty opinionated on stuff. And this is like from an article like maybe 2 years ago when he was talking about sort of the culture of mountain biking is getting, hosed from the old school days because he's an old guy, kind of like me. And for some reason, they had one of these quotes in one of those e-bike articles, but I just liked it. It was so cool because he's like, our trails are being systematically shredded. Yes, by skidding in dumbbros, straight-lining shuttle monkeys, and short-sighted Strav assholes. And an industry that sells the sport largely by playing to the above users. So, I don't know. Do you see that in what's happening with mountain biking / fat biking?
Some. Not necessarily cross-country as much. I mean, Strava's definitely brought some attention to it, I would say, with people shooting for KOMs and such. But around here, I don't.
Yeah, I think in the Midwest, you have less of that. First of all, the terrain doesn't really lend itself to being a complete jackass. You really have to put some fitness into it. And, you don't have the runs where you can just shortcut, turns all the time and start really shredding and skidding and being, kind of goofy. But
yeah, I don't think we have shuttles around here anywhere. I think we all
know. Right, yeah.
Possibly it's the cheap. ones going up the ski hills, but I don't think they care. They're bringing people in and they're making probably money. Maintaining the trails in a way that sort of encourages that kind of hooliganism. But I just loved the words he used to describe the various people that are riding this. That cracked me up is what that did.
Dang, right.
So this weekend coming up here in our area, besides...
Tomorrow?
In our area this weekend, tomorrow. besides the thing at Blackhawk in Madison, which is a huge-ass race, there's the Badger State Games going on up at Underdown, north of Stevens Point there, or wherever that is. And I didn't even know that was the Badger State Games. I was seeing the race, and then I kind of went, oh, Yeah, they're in the same place. So, have you ever done a Badger State games?
Nope.
I didn't even know they were still doing fat biking in it. I know they'd done them a couple years ago, 4 or 5 years ago in Wausau. They did one. So if you want to go do the Badger State Games thing, that's up there. You probably already registered, though, if you're going to do that, because that's one of those things racers do. And then we talked before about Pat Smajay's Alpine Valley thing. I mean, there's just, you know, again, there's also events up in Hayward, and come to Wisconsin if you like fat biking. I'm pretty sure you'll find something to do.
Absolutely.
And down the road, we got a bunch of other stuff coming. We'll probably talk about that in another week or two. But one of the things I'd like to kind of highlight, and it's a long ways off, so who knows, maybe we can get down there, is the U.S. Open Beach Championships in Wrightsville, North Carolina.
That sounds
I got a link to the 2017 video they did, and it's right on a barrier island, and you stay at a hotel there, which is, it just goes back and forth in front of the hotel around, you know, a mile and a half or whatever each way on the beach, and they have a really cool course for being on a beach that's just on a barrier island. So
if we're not going to get a winter, you might as well take part in summer.
Right. Yeah. Well, I want sand, so I'm going to have to go somewhere to get it.
You know, and you know, if you're going to do that, you should come in and either purchase yourself a nice Thai chumba, or perhaps, you know, since it's going to get wet, an aluminum Wyatt.
Yeah, Shannon.
I do want to ride the medium.
Oh, you can ride the Wyatt. Check
out. It. Yeah, you should.
Yep.
Shannon got himself some fancy new Tan Helgas today, too.
Had to get the Tan Helgas.
Yeah, we'll take the Wyatt out after the show here and check it out. I think that it would be a great beach bike. I don't know about what the Ren fork on it, because that seems to me more of a trail thing.
Right.
Fortunately.
But we have other forks.
I don't know if I mentioned this last show, but when I was at Wyatt last week, the Ren fork now comes in a 505 axle to crown, which makes it work with the Wyatt geometry really well.
That's not the one that's around the corner here, is it?
That's a 490, which was kind of the, it's not that much different, but it's more what the frame was designed for. So,
and I think, didn't they work with Ren to make their carbon fork?
Yeah.
More better.
More carbon friendly. Carbon size, you know, carbon is pretty cool stuff. I was in the model airplane game for a long time, and our carbon planes are some of the most advanced vehicles out there. They can pull 50 Gs, and like Indy cars can do 6. These do 50 Gs. So carbon's strong stuff, folks. I'm not afraid of it no more.
I am.
Well, I mean, no, I don't
you
know.
You got a carbon C-post or...
Yeah,
I have a post instead of bars, but I'm not.
See, you love it now.
Yeah, you love it now.
You suck.
I don't know.
I will say carbon bars from a guy that can get some bar palsy from time to time, depending on what bike I'm riding, they do make a difference.
Anti-vibration-wise?
But full carbon to me is, you know, I mean, bikes are, I just had this discussion with someone. Steel and aluminum bikes are environmentally friendly. They're forgiving, especially a steel bike. It'll tell you for months it's about to die. A carbon bike's going to die, and you're going to hurt. And I still feel that way. So, yeah, you want carbon components? Okay. You want a full carbon bike? Well, then you're a weight weenie and go home.
You're already drinking the Kool-Aid over there with the carbon bars. And the.
No, I ain't going to go. I ain't going to go further than that. If I go, if I'm going to go with the money to buy carbon, pardon my French, but fuck that. I'm going to get a goddamn Thai chumba and have the last bike I'm ever going to need in my life.
So that's the last of them. They're on the wall.
No, there's some more coming.
I think those are the, there's more coming if we hit the lottery pretty soon.
Right. But those are.
I have to fund the next run, so.
You can't go wrong. I mean, a Thai bike will last you forever. Forever, you know.
Meanwhile, there's still plenty of them left.
Yeah,
here
so
now,
you need so. One, we have one,
and they may be the last ones. Who knows? We got some things to iron out on if we're going to do another run. But it's a heck of a bike, folks. You should grab one while they're here because they may and or may not come back. And
looks
if they
like,
do,
looks
they're
like not. You got one medium, two larges,
two XLs, one medium, and two smalls are there. I may have one other one stashed in the back, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're the schnizzle.
They're pretty.
Yeah. But anyway. Yeah. Anybody got anything before we sign off for this week and say goodbye to our listener? Shannon, thoughts?
Nothing. Not a.
Thanks for coming.
Australia. Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah. At least the show was interesting this week.
Ding, ding.
Brian was super quiet over there. Yeah.
You can shout out.
Hey, we only got four holes for Mike. Boom. We only got four.
I conned him up here. I'm like, yeah, we'll stop for a burger and a beer somewhere. So.
Oh, yeah. Just for sure.
Happens to be a brewery across the street.
If you want to go for the best burger, you should head over to Oscar's before you leave town.
I don't even. Are they open this late?
Oh, yes. Of course they are.
Well, right in the neighborhood, there's a bunch of them right there.
Yeah, we'll got great something. Stuff in the neighborhood, but Oscar's, you will, if you've never had an Oscar's burger, it'll blow your doors. I owe Greg that. I was on my way to Sobeman's once, and he said, just keep driving.
I'm sure he'll be happy with just another beer.
Yeah.
Who isn't?
All righty. Well, thanks, check us out next week, I guess. We'll probably be here or something.
Something like that.
We are sorry, but the show has ended. Goodbye.